What a frustrating morning it's been. Oh, I feel like giving up on transcribing any audio. Yeah, I ran a workshop last night and I wanted to transcribe it and edit it into shape so that it could either be retained for future use and remind me what I'd done, or else it could be turned into some kind of an article. It was a 40-minute piece of audio. And I'm fed up. I've been using Whisper AI. I think it's Whisper AI to transcribe it. I've been using Otter to transcribe it. And I've also been using the audio transcription function on Voice Recorder Pro. And the quickest one of all was Voice Recorder Pro. The slowest one was Whisper. And I guess that means that Otter was in the middle. But they all took ages. Ah. And then I wanted to organise it, edit it into shape, and I've hardly even got that done. Well, I haven't got that done. So I did a Facebook post reporting on the workshop. Well, it wasn't a post, it was an additional comment to a post I done, I think it was yesterday. I put out another Facebook post with the podcast episode of my daily diary. Yeah, this is my daily diary, which I record today, for example. Put it up on Audio Boom, which is a website which distributes it to podcast catchers. And I have a list in front of me. Dog. I haven't yet taken dog for walk. It's what time? It's 1:30. I took my wife to the railway station this morning because she has to go to Dublin to work for the next 2 days. She left me her car. So I dropped her off so she didn't have to pay any parking charges and could at least not have to worry about her car. I got to prepare to do toast. What's it called? Talk Show for Talkers. The Irish Talkers podcast. This afternoon at 3:00. I got to do the agenda for Blarney Toastmasters meeting. I haven't written to anybody I met in California yet. And I'm looking at Walt Whitman here. He's looking accusingly at me because I'm still making very slow movement on recording all of the poems in Leaves of Grass, the deathbed edition. Walt Whitman, born 1819, died 1892. Greatest of the American poets. And I haven't had any lunch. I've had 2 cups of tea and 1 cup of coffee. I don't think I'm going to have any more coffee. And I'm now going to have a sandwich. I'm just realising that I'm not sure what I have to put on the sandwich in the house. Probably means I have to go shopping in the supermarket. Yeah, it's frustrating. And then I got a thing from a pension fund, my occupational pension in the UK, asking, they want more information. They want to check that their records are up to date, so they sent me a form which I have to fill out in front of a witness and send it back in the next 4 weeks. The next 4 weeks. So that'll be the US general election. Yeah. I decided yesterday that I need to listen to some podcast episodes that are in favour of Donald Trump. I don't know if I've mentioned that yet. But I think it's only fair that I should hear the Trump side. Ever since I listened to and watched a video on YouTube from Daryl somebody, a black man who had spent years talking with members of Ku Klux Klan, and he'd found a way of talking with them, and he hate is probably the right word, but maybe it's too strong, but he absolutely detested the Ku Klux Klan, and he never changed his mind about them or his emotions about them. But he did contact Ku Klux Klan leaders, and he did talk to them, so much so that one, I think, of member of Ku Klux Klan came to his daughter's wedding. Now, I just found this mind-boggling, so I decided that, look, if Daryl, I wish I could remember his surname, if Daryl, black American man, can talk to the Ku Klux Klan, why can't I talk to supporters of Donald Trump? There we are. That's enough for today. I've had a frustrating morning, and I feel like having a sandwich. Yeah. Seems ridiculous that since I was driving a car at 7:30, and it's now 1:30, it seems ridiculous that I've achieved so little.